You? Is there anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Yes, it's the Does program. Does, you know, is the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's stop at the Does'em house. Pa just got home. He looks upset.
Ma Does'em, what on earth were you talking so long on the phone about?
Why, I was telling Miss Avery about Does.
Well, I've been trying to get you for a half hour.
I'm sorry, Pa. I was just telling her what a wonderful new kind of soap Does is and how it does everything in my wash.
But a half hour, Ma.
Well, we was talking about how Does does your overalls and work shirts, my towels, you know, and even Daisy's pretty rayon undies, just everything.
Why didn't you invite Miss Avery over to tell her instead of tying up the phone when I'm trying to get you?
Honestly, Pa, it didn't seem long at all. I got to telling her how easy Does gets even your dirtiest work shirts clean. I told her there's no hard scrubbing. Why, you don't even need a bar soap anymore, because Does gets rid of grimy dirt all by itself.
Here I am, getting a busy signal all the time.
Well, she was fussing about her towels, Pa, and I had to explain no soap I ever used got towels and linens whiter than Does.
Mm.
And naturally, I felt obliged to tell her that Does is actually safer for pretty rayon slips and the other nice colors I wash.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I said, Does really gives longer life to colors, you know. Yet you can't beat it for getting out tough dirt. But if I'd known you were trying to phone me, Pa, I'd have hung right up.
Would you, Ma?
Certainly. What did you phone about?
Oh, to tell you I was coming home, Ma.
Well, now that Pa's home, I guess I can butt in to say, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the tough dirt. Try Does, D-U-Z. It does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly is infatuated with her new daughter-in-law, who has come to Lastonbury on a visit. But Molly's blind love is based on something else besides Grace's good qualities. It's the fact that Sammy is on his way to parts unknown, and that Grace is, in a way, a substitute for the son who is going into so much danger. See, the Goldbergs learned about Sammy's marriage through Grace, for Sammy had to leave before he could write. And all would be well, except that there is a new farmhand on a neighboring farm named George, whom Rosie suspects of being connected in some peculiar way with Grace. Now, we know that Grace and George do know each other, and that they have some plan in mind. Perhaps even one dangerous to the Goldbergs. But what it is, exactly, we don't know. However, now, in Molly's bedroom, a family powwow is going on. Listen.
Rosalie, dear darling, all right, darling, we've spoken up, dear, already. So go into your room and go to sleep, darling. Papa and me won't expire also. Go, dear.
Let's talk a little more, just a little more, Ma.
Talk.
I talk. Thy name is woman. Didn't we have enough talk today and tonight with all the company in the house?
Oh, it was a wonderful party. It was a wonderful party, and it was all good talk.
Who's saying anything about the quality? It's the quantity I'm complaining about.
No, if a little bit is good, some more is better yet now.
No.
George
no.
And Masha certainly can talk.
George and Masha certainly can talk. What do you mean? People come between company. You sit, you ask a question, you answer a question brings another question, a question brings an interrogation brings an answer. What do you mean to talk? Who counts words when a person talks, Masha? A question, Masha and George can talk a lot. You didn't talk plenty with Lavelle in the corner, I saw, darling. But it was lively talk, and it was sweet talk, and it was friendly, and it was smart. What could be better?
The house was so full, it looked like everybody in the village was here.
Why not? Why not? Everybody was anxious to meet Mrs. Goldberg Jr. Why not?
I noticed Mrs. Willoughby talking to you in the corner. What was?
What would I be talking with Mrs. Willoughby? Oh, she liked Grace so much, Jake. But so much she couldn't express herself so much. She said what beautiful eyes Grace has got, a beautiful face, such a face, Jake.
And what did you say?
I said what I said. I said, Mrs. Willoughby, dear darling friend and neighbor, a face is only a face, but she's got a head.
And what did she say?
Oh, don't start, Jake. What did she say about it? I said what did she say. Please, don't start already, please. And I saw you talking to Mr. Willoughby also in the corner. What was he saying?
He was very impressed.
You see that? You see that? Everybody was impressed. Everybody was impressed. Mr. Willoughby, Mrs. Willoughby, Mary Foote came over to me. Everybody came over to me, individualized. And they said, Mrs. Goldberg, Mrs. Goldberg, if you picked the daughter-in-law with your own hands, hand-picked daughter-in-law, you couldn't do it better. And when Grace, Jake Darling, wrote, when Grace stood up by the piano, and she was playing, and she was singing, did you hear the pin drop? Did you hear the pin drop? Oy, oy, everybody was impressed. Everybody liked her. And Rosalie, what was Lavella saying to you? I noticed she was both looking and talking. What?
Grace is beautiful, Ma. Everybody thought so.
And I say, and I repeat, and I say again, that beautiful is only beautiful. She's more. She's much more. Jake, Jake, look at me, darling. Look at me and take my hand. Take my hand, Nu, and tell me, darling, sweetheart angel, do you or do you not realize? To realize, Jake, darling, do you realize what realize means? To realize is to know, and to realize is to appreciate.
But?
How lucky we are. How
Ma, don't...
Don't what?
Nothing, but...
But what? You don't like Grace?
I don't know her yet, really.
You don't know? Don't know? Your brother's wife, you don't know her?
No, I don't, Ma.
What do you have to know that you don't know?
I know that she's pretty and...
Beautiful.
All right, beautiful. I know that she's smart.
Intellectual.
Intelligent, not intellectual, Ma.
Intelligent is not intellectual?
No, it isn't, Ma.
Huh. Intellectual is not intelligent.
No, Ma, there's a difference between them.
What's the difference?
There is a difference, Ma.
Intelligent is taken from intellectual.
All right, Ma, please. So where are you going?
Where am I going? I want the dictionary. That's what I want.
Now you're going to Webster.
Now I'm going to Webster, yes.
Ma,
now I'm
please.
Going to Webster. If I say that intellectual is not intellectual, then I mean it. After all, maybe I didn't went to high school, and maybe I didn't went to junior, but intellectual, I want to know the difference.
How did all this start, Hal?
Oh, Mama asked me if... But there is a difference, Pa, between the two words. Intelligent means a native ability. A person who couldn't read or write could be more intelligent than a college professor, but he couldn't be more intellectual because, well, intellectual means the ability to handle ideas and have them, abstract ideas.
Well, how did all this start now?
Mama asked me if I liked Grace, and I said I don't know her well enough to know.
What do you have to know?
All these war marriages are rush marriages, Pa. What do we know about her?
What do you have to know about a person?
I think a lot. Has she a mother? Has she a father? A sister or a brother?
What has that got to do with liking and not liking?
Nothing, Pa. Only I'm just expressing my opinion.
Maybe, Rosalie, you are just a little jealous?
Well, why should I be?
Because Mommy's asking if she's making so much fuss.
Pa, am I like that?
I wouldn't want you to be.
I'm not. I just... Well, I won't say it.
Say it. To me, you can say it.
I'll never like her, Pa.
Good night, Grace, dear. Good night. If I get through with the telephone...
Grace is telephoning. I wonder who she's
Evidently,
calling.
Evidently.
Tiny light in the hall, and watch out for the porch step. The carpet is loose. Samuel was supposed to fix that carpet before he went to the army yet. Good night, darling.
Who is Grace talking to on the telephone?
I don't know. She has somebody to call and say evidently that she arrived.
Out of town? Long distance?
Jake, darling, please, would I stand and listen? I'm not a mother-in-law, Jake. I'm a mother.
If I were calling, you'd listen.
That's different.
Well, why is it different?
Rosalie, please, please. A, B, C, D, E.
What do you want with the alphabet in the middle of the night?
Where does I come?
I comes after H.
What are you looking for,
I'm
Ma?
Looking for intellectual.
Ma, I didn't...
I want the difference between...
Let Rosie.
I can look. I want the difference.
I comes after H, Ma.
After
you
H?
Didn't ask Grace who she was talking to?
No, I didn't ask.
All right, Ma.
All right. Here. So, all right, let me hear. I want the difference between intellectual and I want the difference between intelligent.
Intellectual pertains to the possession of ideas.
Ideas, yes.
Intelligent refers to the inherited ability...
Again, slow.
Intelligent refers to the inherited ability...
Inherited ability.
...to adapt oneself to novel situations.
Situations. Inherited, but intelligent...
Intelligent inherited. Refers to the inherited ability to adapt oneself to novel situations.
Adaptive situations. So what's the difference?
The difference is between black and white.
And I still say there's no difference to my diagnosis of my daughter-in-law's intelligence. She's intelligent, and she's intellectual, and she's brilliant.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Nothing. You can add very smart and very clever and very...
Very what?
Nothing.
And Rosie is more correct than she thinks. Whoever Grace was calling... We can be sure that what she told Molly wasn't true. For Grace is hiding a great deal from the Goldbergs. Things that Molly would be horrified to know. You know, only the other day I heard a woman say, yes, that's why I always listen to the Goldbergs, because it's so true to life. It's so real. Yes, and that's how it is with a dozen family, too. Now, take Dickie. He's a real boy. You know, I started teasing him yesterday about his passion for that cute little girl next door. And Dickie said...
Who, her? The big freckle face. Gosh, she's so dumb, she doesn't even know what does is.
Well, Dickie, you certainly ought to tell her. Teller Does is a new kind of soap for everything in the wash. You know, Does gets sheets and towels dazzling white. And as for work shirts, why, Does gets them clean easy. Yet even those colored rayons you wash stay bright and pretty when you does them. Honestly, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. As Dickie would say...
Does is really snazzy.
Sure is. Even in the toughest wash, does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. The daughter-in-law shows that she is not only intelligent and clever and intellectual and all the rest. She's also no mean actress. This is Clayton Collier speaking for Procter & Gamble and saying... Do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.